This is a huge event as far as Missouri is concerned. It's going to bring world-class athletes into the state. These are cyclists from throughout the world. Tell me a bit about what we can expect.
We've got 120 cyclists from 15 elite professional teams. We have teams from seven different countries, and they're all professional squads. In other words, they derive their teams from the top caliber riders from countries around the world. So we'll have riders literally from 20 different countries on these 15 teams that'll be racing. Race starts in Kansas City on Tuesday. It's patterned after Tour de France, which means it's a stage race. In other words, they race in stages for six consecutive days. They'll race 562 miles over those 6 days. And starting in Kansas City on the 11th, finishing on the 16th in St. Louis.
Now, a lot of people would be wondering, you know, people in this part of the country who are familiar with baseball and stuff like that, they know if the rain comes, it puts a bit of a damper on things. Cycling, I'm guessing, is more like football. Unless there's lightning, something like that, the race goes on.
Yeah, I guess these guys are hardier than baseball players. I'm just kidding. But
no, that's okay.
The athletes in the sport are conditioned to ride in any condition, with the exception of lightning. We had an event, Tour of Georgia, last year. We also put on the Tour of Georgia and Tour of California. And during the Tour of Georgia, some lightning had to impede the progress. At that point, you freeze the race where they are. Riders get in their team cars, wait out the storm, and then get back on, and then they basically bring it from a neutral state back into an animated state and then finish the race that way. But it's not uncommon to have in some of these races in Europe to see races even go over mountaintops that have that are snow caps or are snowing. So all conditions are put in front of the riders, and heat notwithstanding in September in Missouri.
Yeah, now this is going throughout the state, and you mentioned the different stages. So you take the times. It's obviously the times are very important. Like the guy at the end of the first day, he ends up with the best time. Then he just picks up with everybody else the next day, but his time is much better than, say, the guy who finished 30th.
Exactly. I think, well, the best way to look at this is almost like golf, where you've got four days of golf, and you've got the lowest score ends up, top guy on the board. Not so unsimilar where you've got the guy with the lowest time accrued over every stage. So over 6 days, what you'll end up with is, in some cases, only seconds dividing the first two or three riders. In a 3-week-long event like the Tour de France, you may have minutes and sometimes hours. But for a 6-day event like this, and because of the way drafting takes place, where you can save energy and things like that, a lot of times you'll see bunch finishes, especially on a flatter stage like the first stage in Kansas City, where it'll come down to a sprint. At that point, if everybody finishes in that same group, they'll all be assessed the same time. Therefore, as race organizers, we put time bonuses along the course, where if you finish first, you receive a 10-second time bonus. There's some intermediary sprints along the route where you can pick up time bonuses as well. And all those play a role in the strategy of each one of the teams and who they try to position to either win a stage or to be positioned to win the overall. And with that said, there's a stage three down in Branson, which will be a time trial, where these other races are road races where they literally are racing from point to point. This will be a time trial where they race against the clock. These events are known as the Race of Truth because all the team dynamics and strategies are shot out the window, and the riders just go head-to-head based on time. That's a good opportunity to take huge chunks of time off on an opponent, and especially down in Branson, which is going to be a very hilly time trial, there could be minutes that could be made up on opponents. So I think that's going to be probably the most critical stage of the entire 6 days.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, the geography is very important. So tell me, Steve, what happens now if we have people who want to go out and see this? I mean, it's going to be run throughout the week. They want to go out and see it. They're thinking, gee, do I need tickets? Do I just show up and watch? What should people know?
Well, the best thing about this event is where maybe some people don't have the opportunity to go to an Olympic Games, or they don't have an opportunity to go to a Chiefs game or a Cardinals game. And some of that is economic, some of it is just geography, and some of it is just not being able to get to one of those games. Here you've got the opportunity, literally a parade going through, you know, down Main Street, and it's free. We also put a lot into the event to make it a festival-like atmosphere down at the start and finish lines. So for the start lines, which will be in places like Clinton and Lebanon and Jefferson City, we've got autograph alleys. Actually, they're sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts, and you can go down there and you can autograph. And it's a very up-close, personal type of thing. We've got a lot of schools that will let out for an hour, take field trips down to the race, especially in a lot of the start areas. And then at the finish line, we've got a big screen put up where you can get and catch live action right from the road. So as the riders are racing towards the city that you're in, let's say you're in Springfield, and they're going through, let's say, Stockton, and they're still 30 miles out, that action is being televised back at the finish line, so that captivates the audience there. We've also got a health and wellness expo with about 30, 40 exhibitors, both local and statewide. You know, everything from health screenings to information on Missouri tourism and spots, you know, around the state to go visit. Each sponsor's got a different take on how they view and how they display themselves. And then we've also got some other sampling areas from some of our sponsors that are going to be enticing, and all that sort of makes this festival atmosphere where the parade's coming to town. And the crescendo is, you know, the race finish and the award ceremony right after that.
Yeah, so it's much more than just watching for a few seconds as the leaders race by. And as you mentioned, it's a festival atmosphere. It's like I don't want to compare it to a circus, but very much it's a fun time for a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, it's a free event, and there's no economic boundaries. It's something that we take great pride in. The group Medal of Sports, we've been around since 1989 and had actually done an event called the Tour de Trump, which was the first foray into cycling. We did an event called the Tour de Pan up and down the East Coast. Actually did a tour of China, which is a whole other long story, for 2 years over there. And subsequently now the Tour of California, Tour of Georgia, and now the Tour of Missouri. So the sport is actually growing quite a bit, both from a lifestyle standpoint, but also from a just from a spectator standpoint in the United States here. I think part of that is certainly the success of Lance Armstrong and some of his team, the Discovery Channel team, which will actually be in the Tour of Missouri. And I think all that has a role in the popularity of cycling right now.
Yeah, and it's going to pick up, as you mentioned, the participation part of it. People who are seeing this, they're seeing top-notch cycling for the first time. Maybe they've watched it on TV during the Olympics. Now they're going to see it live, and it might encourage some people to go out there and buy that bicycle they've been thinking about every time they go down to Walmart or whatever.
Well, it's interesting. In Georgia, we've got direct statistics on that very fact. In the cities that we've gone to, bike dealers usually see a 30 to 50% increase the month after the event, where people come down, they get excited, and they say, you know what, that's something I want to do, or I've always wanted, you know, to buy a bike, or maybe they've got an old Schwinn that they've had, in their garage since the 1970s, and they're looking to upgrade that. So I think all the bike dealers around the states that we've had these tours have certainly benefited. But more importantly, I think it's there's a lifestyle statement that's made, certainly through the festival and also having these world-class athletes coming into town. And we've even seen athletes, George is a good example, where there were a couple kids that had seen the Tour de Pont in the 1990s, and that event did stretch all the way down into Georgia. And now, 10 years later, we're racing in the Tour of Georgia. So we've seen literally the impact it's had on kids who maybe never have seen a sport up close like this, and all of a sudden say, you know what, I'm going to take up cycling. And so that's been an interesting dynamic to watch. But then also, just the sport itself, there's an article in the Wall Street Journal earlier this year which said that cycling is sort of the new golf, meaning a lot of people in the 40-plus range now, even people who are retired, taking up cycling, less impact on their joints, and something that is a little bit more extreme maybe than picking up a golf club and going out for 4 hours on the weekend. So it's become a very social thing, but also an active lifestyle thing for a lot of people.
And an awful lot of fun. Steve, before I let you go, do you have the list of cities in Missouri in which the Tour of Missouri is going to be going through, running through during the course of the next week?
Yeah, let me take you through just a quick profile of each one of the races. September 11th, there will actually be an out-and-back road race. It'll start in the Plaza District, go north into Platte City, a little south of St. Joe, down to back into finish with three circuits in Kansas City. On Tuesday, September 12th, there will be a transfer. Everybody will transfer in their cars, go down to Clinton for a start there right in the downtown historic district, right off the Katy Trail, which is a bike trail, obviously, and route down through Stockton and Walnut Grove into downtown Springfield for two circuits down there, and that will be a finish around 4 o'clock on that Wednesday, the 13th. I'm sorry, the 12th. On the 13th, everybody will transfer 40 minutes south to Branson for a time trial that will start at the Landing, the new development, which is beautiful, right down on the waterfront, and then finish at Shepherd on the Hills, which is this location that will look down onto the city. And that will be a time trial that will go from 11, finish around 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Everybody will transfer again then up to Lebanon for a start at 11 o'clock up there, and then route north to Columbia and a finish around 4 to 4:30 right in downtown, not too far from the university. And that will be Friday. On Saturday, transfer down to Jefferson City, start literally at the steps of the state capitol, route that'll start 11 o'clock and route and finish somewhere in the neighborhood of about 4:30 also in the historic district of St. Charles, right off the Main Street area there. So that should be a beautiful finish in that area. And then the final, which will be the circuit, and this is going to be sort of a blockbuster sports day in St. Louis. We start at 1 o'clock and finish at about 4 o'clock right at Union Station. The interesting thing there is the Rams play the 49ers and will finish at about 3 o'clock. So I think some of that crowd may be encouraged to migrate down and see this event, which is for free, only about a half mile away. And then also the Cubs are playing the Cardinals that day. So if you're a sports fan, there's going to be a lot going on, and I'm sure the police will be busy.
Boy, this sounds like an awful lot of fun, and we're all looking forward to it, and I guess the excitement is building as we get closer. Steve, good talking to you, and hope to run into you somewhere along the way.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Steve. Bye-bye.